9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back, sex, Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bow squat. Ram for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that nigga in Sosa. Shot my nigga in Fat Trail. Shot my nigga in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Game two of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals on deck, just about 15 minutes away from first pitch. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley here on the Riders pregame show. What a matchup it is today. The Rough Riders dropping last night's game by a final score of 6-3. A back-and-forth affair in which they surrendered the lead for good in the top of the eighth inning. They go to even the series tonight, coming in at 23-17 here in this second half and 67-42 overall on the year. That's the top mark in the Texas League. Springfield right behind them, 24-16 in this first half or second half in the North Division, and 61-48 overall on the year. Both of these teams already have a ticket to the postseason punched, but trying to improve down the stretch and get ready for September. And what a matchup on the hill it is today. First for the visitors, so the Springfield Cardinals sending the St. Louis Cardinals number two overall prospect in Tink Hentz, who is 4-3 with a 3.01 ERA this year across 15 starts. That's 21 earned runs and 62 and two-thirds innings of work. A high-volume strikeout guy, 86 punch-outs in 62 and two-thirds to just 20 walks. Attacks with a four-pitch mix, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Still just 22 years old from Watson Chapel, Arkansas. And on the other side, it's another top 30 prospect. It's the Rangers' number 28 prospect going for Frisco tonight. Dane Acker takes the bump for the 18th time as a starter this year. He's 4-4 with a 3.24 ERA. That's 28 earned runs in 77 and two-thirds innings with 84 strikeouts to 38 walks. And we've talked time and time again for Acker about how the key for him has been to work deep in ball games, and he struggled at times this year keeping that pitch count low. He's had to labor through quite a few innings, and when he's able to limit the 3-2 counts and those deep counts that he sees, he's been mighty effective. That ERA hanging right around 3. Attacks with a 4-pitch mix. It's a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. 25-year-old, originally from College Station, Texas, was a 2020 fourth-round selection by the Oakland Athletics. And Acker building on an already career high in 77 and two-thirds innings pitched. So working on some bonus time, and he has been excellent down the stretch. It should be a tremendous matchup tonight between Tink Hentz and Dane Acker, a pair of right-handers and pair of top 30 prospects. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, you'll get part two of a two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever and Larson Kindreich.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Talking with Larson Kindreich, Rough Riders reliever here on the pregame show. And Larson, let's zoom out on your career. We've talked a little bit about your relationship with baseball. Go back to the very beginning. What was your first introduction to baseball?
Yeah, so first introduction was from my dad. Just wiffle ball in the front yard, Sunday night baseball. You know, kind of sounds kind of cliche, but that's what it was. And that's really where I fell in love with the game. You know, my dad really had a great influence on me in that. And he had a great passion for the game and playing the game the right way and playing learning how to do things the right way was something that he taught me and all my brothers, my three brothers. So very early memories are him teaching us stuff and playing wiffle ball in the front yard. You know, me and my brothers, we had some great games, a lot of good memories there. So that was really where I got started with baseball.
I love it. You look at the roster throughout this year for the Rough Riders, and there's been a lot of Oregons that pop up. And you're another one of those guys from Medford, Oregon. What's it like growing up there? And then if I remember correctly, you played at two different high schools. Talk to me about that a little bit.
I did. Yeah, I mean, Southern Oregon's a great place. You know, a little smaller town, a little smaller area, but I loved it. A lot of great people there, a lot of outdoorsmen, people that just love being outside, and that's how I grew up, doing things like that. And Going to two different high schools was a little bit different. You know, you spend 2 years getting to know guys and getting used to that environment and then having to switch, but it was really a good switch for me. I needed it. And moving to Crater for my last 2 years, I got to be a part of some really good teams, got to know some really good guys, and really enjoyed my time there. So Southern Oregon's always kind of been home for me, and, you know, it's a great place to grow up. I still love going back there, seeing family. But, yeah, great area.
Yeah, there's a group of guys that we mentioned, Kellen Strom and Robbie Allstrom now at the AAA level with Round Rock. But Aaron Zavala, one of your teammates right now, an Oregon guy, played his college ball at Oregon. Were you familiar with his name at all?
Yeah, we actually we played together on a Baseball Northwest team, I think, like our junior years or something like that. Way back, you know, we briefly met, him being from Portland. I was from Southern Oregon. You know, we just, you know, played a weekend together or whatever it was. But once we got drafted together, it's, you know, it's been cool kind of getting to reconnect with those guys. It's a smaller community of pro ball players once you get south of Portland, coming down to Eugene and Medford. So it's been cool to not only know those guys, but then be able to share the same clubhouse, same teams with those guys. It's a really cool experience.
No doubt. Well, you look at your college career. You elected to go to Biola, and then you end up being drafted in 2021 by the Rangers. What was that moment like for you?
It was very surreal. I mean, you know, I was very thankful. You know, just all the nerves and, like, the excitement building up to the draft is, you know, there's times where you feel like it's a done deal. You know, you're for sure getting picked. It's going to be a great round. You're going to, you know, get everything you want. And then there's other times where you're like, oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen. And so just that kind of emotional roller coaster coming in was just part of the experience. And in the moment, it wasn't super fun. But looking back, it's like I loved that. It's there's so many great memories attached to that. And then finally hearing my name called was a really, really cool experience also. I'll remember that for a long time.
Were the Rangers one of those teams that were on the radar for you? Did you feel like the Rangers were maybe one of those teams that could call your name? Or were they kind of coming out of nowhere?
I mean, for me, they were a little bit out of nowhere, but it was funny because my grandfather actually, like, the day of the draft, I asked him, you know, I was like, we were kind of talking just as a family of, like, who do you think it might be? And it was, like, one of the first teams he said, you know, it was the Rangers. And I was like, oh, like, that would be awesome. Like, I would love to play for that club. I love the way they do things. I've had some great experiences with their scouts, like, the people that I've talked to. But I was like, yeah, okay, like, that would be awesome. But it was kind of funny that it was one of his first choices.
Love it. You're set to make your home debut at some point, likely this week, for the Rough Riders. Talk to me a little bit, and then we'll let you go, just about how the Rangers organization has been to you over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've been nothing but impressed with the way that they organize everybody in the org and the way that they conduct business. I think they do it in a very positive manner. I think they do it at a very high level. I've been impressed with the way that they treat players. So I've really enjoyed my time here with the Rangers. I'm very thankful for it, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Love it. We're excited for your home debut. Larson, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's Larson Kendrick here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. About 5 minutes away from first pitch, let's get you set with the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Springfield Cardinals, it's Brian Torres, the designated hitter, leading things off, followed by the center fielder, Nathan Church. Jimmy Crooks does the catching. He bats third, followed by the first baseman, R.J. Yeager, in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the right fielder, Noah Mendlinger. And batting sixth behind him, the third baseman, Jacob Butchberger. Dakota Harris plays second base. He'll bat seventh. And at shortstop, batting eighth, is Jeremy Rivas. And rounding things out is Chris Rotundo, who will roam left field. Again, for Springfield, it is Torres, Church, Crooks, Yeager, Menlinger, Bushberger, Harris, Rivas, and Rotundo. The Rough Riders sending Dane Acker to the hill. And against Tink Hentz, they will line up with the second baseman, Caber Rodriguez, leading off, followed by Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder. Cody Freeman mans the hot corner at third base. He bats third. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Josh Hatcher. Abimelech Ortiz sits at first base and bats fifth, followed by Aaron Zavala in left field. Max Acosta, the shortstop, bats seventh. The designated hitter, Alex DeGody, will bat eighth, and Tucker Mitchell does the catching tonight for Dane Acker in the ninth spot. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic, and he'll take us the first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases de Frisco in 2024. Cases de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Wednesday night for baseball, it's time for game two between the Frisco Rough Riders and the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very excited for another rendition of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. Today, the Rough Riders look to avenge their 6-3 loss last night, and today they turn to Dane Acker on the mound, who, Luke, he's only allowed one run earned, at least, over his last three starts, going five innings in each of those starts. And he's shown a lot of improvement over the course of the season.
Yeah, he's become a lot more efficient. We've seen all year Dane Acker been super effective, but the issue for him has been getting himself in some jams, and it's run the pitch count up. We've seen a ton of 3-2 counts. We see a lot of 0-2 counts that result in a few foul balls. For Dane Acker this year, mentioned in the pregame show, he's set a new career high in innings pitched, and with that comes a new career high in total pitches thrown. He's been sitting around 17 pitches, almost 18 pitches per inning. We'd like to see that drop a little bit, and he's been a little bit more effective as of late. Yeah, going deep in ball games is something that's been tough for him this season, but something he's looking to improve on and something he's gotten better at as the season has gone along. So it's Dane Hacker working with Tucker Mitchell as his battery mate for the second time this season, and Brian Torres is in for the left side to lead off the game. Here's the wind in the first pitch of the ball game on the way, and it's up and outside. We are underway. One ball and no strikes, 7:06 with the game's first pitch. On this warm Wednesday evening, 96 degrees, our first pitch temperature with a feels like of 98. Sunshine up above as Hacker delivers home. And he fits it right down the middle for a strike. It's one ball and one strike on Torres. 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. We're seeing gusts at 17 miles an hour today. A rather windy day favoring the hitters. Hacker the 1-1. It's looped foul out of play down the left field line. It's one ball and two strikes on the designated hitter, Torres, who went 2-for-4 yesterday with a run scored. As mentioned, the Riders a 6-3 loss. It was quite the ball game last night as the Rough Riders came from behind to take the lead in the seventh inning by a score of 3-2. Hacker twirls the ball in his glove. He rocks back in the 1-2. Check swing, and he didn't go. It's two balls and two strikes. Springfield came back with two runs in the eighth and two runs in the ninth inning and ended up winning it by that score of 6-3. And the Rough Riders have now lost five of their last seven coming into tonight. 2-2. Swinging a little ground ball just fair inside the third base bag, beating the shift down the left side. Zavala watches it hit off the sidewall and into shallow left field, and he finally tracks it down, but not before Brian Torres speeds into second, and he's got himself a leadoff double. His 21st of the season to match his jersey number. And just like last night, an early double for the Cardinals is Nathan Church, who stands in now, doubled yesterday in the first inning.
And Zach, very similarly, that one hit at 60 miles an hour. Yesterday, that first hit against Ben Anderson came at 80 miles an hour off the bat. Soft contact, but this Springfield team, they protect with two strikes. They don't strike out a lot. They lead the league, or they have the least number of strikeouts in the league. Putting the ball in play does good things.
It certainly worked out for Springfield. Here's the first pitch to Church. He bunts down the third baseline. Freeman charges. He gloves and throws onto first just in time. Just barely got him at first, and Torres down to third on the play. A sacrifice goes 5-3. One down, and Jimmy Cook stands in now, the catcher. So playing some small ball here in the first inning. Very close play at first base. Springfield thought he was safe. Didn't get the call from Trevor Patience, the first base umpire. Runner at third, one down, top of the first inning, no score. Crooks, in a homecoming for him, had an incredible game yesterday. 3-for-5 with a home run and three different run-scoring hits, including an RBI single in the first inning yesterday, a home run in the eighth, and another RBI single in the ninth inning. Native of Euless, Texas, just about 25 minutes away from here, right outside of Irving. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A curveball bends into the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1 on Crooks, the catcher, who's a top-10 prospect in the Cardinals organization. Hitting at 315 on the year to lead the club with 10 homers and 51 runs batted in just 78 games. An incredible season for the former Oklahoma Sooner. Hacker fires. There's a foul back and out of play, and it's 0-2 now on Crooks. Luke mentioned that this team is not a big high exit velocity team. The Cardinals yesterday had 15 hits against the Riders. The hardest hit ball was Crooks' home run that was hit at just 93 miles an hour. And as some of you know, 95 miles an hour or greater is considered a hard hit ball. So they had 15 hits and not a single hard hit ball last night. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Jimmy Crooks. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a slider at the bottom of the zone. And Dane Hacker has his first strikeout. There are two down.
Zach, to add to your point, that home run last night, you mentioned 93 off the bat. It came to rest in the in-touch home run terrace, a short porch out there, 354 feet.
Not a very long home run, that's
not
for
a
sure.
Long one.
So here's R.J. Yeager with a runner at third and now two down in a scoreless first inning. And the offering home to the first baseman is a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. These are the top two teams in the Texas League in terms of scoring runs in the first inning.
Springfield is first and Frisco is second, though the Rough Riders have a better batting average and a better OPS in the first inning than the Cardinals. Just fewer runs scored. The 0-1, swing and a miss, went with a changeup down and inside, and it's 0-2 now on Yeager. Dane Acker trying to pitch around the leadoff double in this top of the first inning. Defense behind Acker today, it's Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman and Max Acosta on the left side of the infield. Keber Rodriguez at second, Vimalek Ortiz at first. And Tucker Mitchell sets up low and outside as the catcher, the 0-2. There's a swing and a fly ball out to left field, right at Aaron Zavala, backing a couple steps. He makes the chest-high two-handed catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. The Rough Riders get a scoreless top of the first inning from Acker. And now we'll come to the plate after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the first inning, and it's Tink Hentz, the top pitching prospect in the Cardinals organization, out on the mound. Hentz, a former second-round selection back in the 2020 draft by the Cardinals, making his first career appearance against the Rough Riders. A 22-year-old out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, working against Keber Rodriguez in the first pitch. It's low and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hentz works with a four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup, a four-pitch arsenal. The changeup is an elite-level pitch, and the fastball is electric. 1-0, that misses high with the fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hentz is a guy who had a ton of hype coming out of high school, committed to Arkansas originally. He rocks in the 2-0. And that's on the inside corner for his strike. It's now 2-1. He's just had a lot of trouble staying healthy over the course of his career, and he dealt with some more injuries this season. 2-1. Swinging a soft ground ball foul up the third baseline on the changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. And so Hentz figures to go around four innings or 60 pitches today. He's making his 16th start of the season, 4-3 with a 3.02 ERA, and he's an extremely high strikeout guy. He's only thrown 62 and two-thirds innings this season, but his 34% strikeout rate is the highest in the Texas League among those who have thrown at least 60 innings. 2-2, that one's fouled out of play back behind home, and it's still 2-2 on Rodriguez, who went 0-2 yesterday in the series opener. Hence a wiry, thin frame, listed at 6'1", 195 pounds. He looks in for his sign, and the 2-2. Check swing on a pitch away. They appeal, and he didn't go. And it's three balls and two strikes. The fastball has not been very high in this first inning. It's been 88 to 92 miles an hour. And he lets go the 3-2. There's a swing and a foul back into Crooks' glove for strike three on the fastball. And Hentz begins his day with a strikeout of the Rough Riders leadoff hitter. There's Alejandro Osuna, Riders center fielder, went 1-for-5 with an RBI double yesterday in the seventh inning, tying the game and then scored the go-ahead run before Springfield came from behind to win it. First pitch home. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Another fastball from Hentz on the lower edge inside corner. Nothing-nothing our score. We play in the bottom of the first inning. Hentz the 0-1. Swinging a broken bat liner out to second. Over Dakota Harris. It's into right field. And Osuna has a single here in the first inning. Just off the end of the bat, shattering it on the changeup off the outside corner and just able to get it over to Dakota Harris and into right field. Good-looking swing, fully extending on a pitch that was right on the outside edge. Now here's Cody Freeman now, 2-for-4 day yesterday. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch. Right over the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. Defense behind Hentz today, it's Chris Rotundo out in left, Nathan Church in center, Noah Mendlinger in right field. Jacob Buschberger at third, Jeremy Rivas at short, Dakota Harris at second, and R.J. Yeager at first base. 0-1. Freeman swings, cues it off the end of the bat. A one-hopper back to Hentz. He's got it head high. Jogs over to first and underhands to Freeman. There are two outs. Osuna down to second base. And Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position here in the first. Hatcher 1-for-5 yesterday, extending his on-base streak to 23 consecutive games, the longest active in the Texas League. Hentz steps off, wants a redo of the signs, working with Jimmy Crooks behind the plate. A former Oklahoma catcher catching his second straight day. Hentz steals home. There's a fly ball hammered out to left center field. Rotundo going back. He jumps up in the alley and makes the catch on the run. Hatcher crushed that ball at 100 miles an hour. Another high exit velocity out for Josh Hatcher, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit. No errors, a runner left on for the Riders. We go to the top of the second. Dane Acker back to the hill next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We make our way to the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Cardinals meeting in game 2 of this 6-game series. Alongside Luke Bailey, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Noah Mendlinger, Jacob Buschberger, and Dakota Harris, the 3-2 up against Dane Acker in this second inning. It's 5, 6, and 7. Mendlinger 2-for-3 with a walk and a double yesterday. Left-handed batter, Acker with 12 pitches in that first inning, 10 for strikes. He offers in his first. It just slips inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Mendlinger's had a good season, 281 hitter in 79 games this year. He has not hit a home run, though. Acker, the 1-0. right over the heart of the plate, 1-1. Luke mentioned it a little bit on the pregame show, but the big thing for Acker, as we've always talked about, is efficiency in his pitches. As he rocks back here and deals in the 1-1 to Mettlinger. There's a breaking ball, tapped on the ground out to second. Rodriguez vacuums it in, sets his feet, tosses onto first, and gets him one away. Jacob Buschberger stands in now. 0-0 our score here in the top of the second. Acker in his first eight starts averaged just over 18 pitches per inning. In his last eight starts, he's averaged around 16 pitches per inning. And while that doesn't sound like a huge difference, it's definitely an improvement. There's the offering home. It's up and in, 1-0. And the biggest reason behind that was a tough start that he had in San Antonio when he went just two-thirds of an inning, but he felt like he finally found a good grip and a good feel for his slider. The 1-1. That's popped up right side of the infield. Ortiz comes in. The first baseman calls off Acker and makes the catch above his ball cap. Two outs. And so that slider has really helped him be more efficient. He's been able to land that pitch for strikes. And it certainly paid off in terms of being not only a lot more efficient, but a lot more effective over his last few outings. He's allowed just one earned run in his last three starts coming into today. Here's Dakota Harris, the younger brother of former Rider Dustin Harris. And Acker deals into a former Oklahoma Sooner. And a swing and a miss on the fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. These two, both Oklahoma Sooners, never played together, though. As Harris played there in 2023, Acker just in 2020. Here's the wind in the 0-1. Breaking ball, soft grounder, left side. Acosta sliding backhanded stop in shallow left field. A throw onto first is not in time. Harris beats it out for an infield hit. A heck of an effort by Max Acosta, making that sliding backhanded play, scooping it on a short hop in shallow left. But Harris runs very well, and you're not going to get him on that ball that deep in the hole. An infield single, the second hit today for the Cardinals. Two outs. Jeremy Rivas stands in, the right-handed batter. Acker has been very good at limiting hits against him this year. Opponents hitting just .219 against him. He stretches in the first pitch. Outside, missing with the change, and it's one ball and no strikes. 84 strikeouts in 77 and two-thirds innings for Acker. He's been high on the strikeout rate, but he has also walked nearly 40 batters this year. So walks have been an issue at times. He's been much better at limiting that recently, though. He pitches home to Rivas with the 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Mitchell's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. Rivas went 0-for-4 yesterday. Acker coming off a start at Midland in which he struck out 8, just one shy of a season high for him. He went 5 shutout innings, though did have a lot of base traffic, as this pitch seems the outside corner at the knees, and it's one ball and two strikes. He allowed 4 hits and walked 3, but nonetheless threw shutout baseball. Riders did lose that game 4-1 to Midland. 1-2 pitch to Rivas. A fly ball into center field, sending Osuna back. Now it takes a couple steps into left center, and he makes the catch to retire the side in the second. So no runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on for the second straight inning. Still scoreless into the bottom of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the home half of the second inning. The Rough Riders and the Cardinals, 0-0 our score. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off against Tinkens. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. And the Pine Bluff, Arkansas native fires home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. There's the curveball from Tinkens, one of his four-pitch arsenal. The changeup, as mentioned, is the best pitch for him, and it's a pitch that he didn't really throw much in high school, but after he was drafted, he started to throw it more in professional baseball. The 0-1. Another curveball bends low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. It was a pitch that he realized just got better and better as he threw it. He called it a big feel pitch, and so the more he threw it, the more comfortable he was throwing it for a strike. The 1-1. That's in the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And so it's become his best pitch, especially with his fastball velocity dipping down into the low 90s from the high 90s where it used to be. 1-2. That's low off the outside corner. Bounces in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz, leading off a 0-0 second. Ortiz 3-for-4 yesterday in the opener. Hence, with his shoulders square towards the plate, he gets his sign from Crooks in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with that changeup, down and in. He strikes out Ortiz. It's his second strikeout. There's one away here in the second, and here's Aaron Zavala. Zavala 0-for-4 in the opener yesterday. They play him to pull in the infield. Another left-handed batter against the right-handed arm who pitches. And it's a swing and a foul into Crooks' glove. It's 0-1. From a very young age, Tinkens was always very good at athletics, especially on the baseball diamond. He winds in the 0-1. That's up and outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. When he was just 6 years old, he would finish up his T-ball game. Then his dad would rush him across town to pitch in his older brother's 9-year-old game. 1-1. That's low off the outside corner in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And then he stopped pitching for a while and picked back up pitching at age 14. He immediately wowed with his velocity, his wiry athleticism. 2-1. That's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. And growing up in Pine Bluff, he was very close to Little Rock. And he went to his first minor league game, an Arkansas Travelers game, when he was just 14 years old. And his dad, as they sat in the stands and watched the game, said, "You're already throwing as hard as these guys are." 2-2. Swinging a foul back into Crooks' glove, strike 3. And it's 2 consecutive strikeouts to begin this second inning. 0-0 our score. And here's Max Acosta, who stands in. So that's where the confidence started to grow for Hentz. He continued to wow during his time in high school and then committed to Arkansas before he heard his name called in the second round by the Cardinals in 2020. The pitch is in there for a strike on a fastball at 93, and it's 0-1 on Acosta. First right-handed batter Hentz faces in this inning. He peels in the 0-1. That's just outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. So you can imagine the kind of pressure that's been on Hentz ever since he was growing up, and now it's just a minute about health for him. He's never thrown 100 innings or more in the minor leagues in 4 seasons. The pitch, swing and a miss. The breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And he'll struggle to do that again this year with just 60 innings coming into today. Cardinals still very happy about where he is right now. Currently the top pitching prospect in the organization and the number two overall prospect after J.J. Weatherholt, the new draftee, is now their number one prospect. 1-2. Swinging a foul back into Crooks' glove, strike three, and Hent strikes out the side in this second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders down in order, and they'll come back to the plate in the bottom of the third, hoping for another scoreless inning from Dane Acker in the top half. Still no score. Luke Bailey on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her
parents paid it. Back on the top Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here, and it's Dane Acker on the hill to get the bottom of the card. And Chris Rotundo, first offering on its way, popped up, and it'll get back out of play. 0-1. Rotundo, a right-handed hitting left fielder today. A former 19th round selection by the Cardinals back in 2022, coming out of Villanova. And he had an illustrious career there at Villanova. Played in 177 consecutive games, making 165 straight starts as he taps this one out towards left field. Zavala ranging over to his left, and he's there to haul it in. One gone. Rotundo, after being drafted, worked his way to Springfield to start this year and then was really struggling through the first couple of months. So on May 14th, they sent him down to Peoria, where with the Chiefs, he hit 285 with four homers. And found his way back up here, and he's been hitting well in the month of August. Tapped one hard at 97, but nothing to show for it. As Brian Torres at the top of the car takes a called strike. Acker with a fastball in the upper third of the strike zone. Acker's done a nice job of hopping ahead of batters. We've seen him do that over the course of the year. Pitch home. And that one, a looper towards left field. It'll dunk in a base hit. So Torres has himself a two-hit night. The first time it was 60 off the bat, that time 86 off of a changeup from Acker that hung a bit too high in the zone. Torres didn't hit it hard, but shot it the other way in for a base hit. Well, Acker now has surrendered three hits, and at this point, 86 off the bat is the high. Torres has his lead at first. Here's Nathan Church, who chops one on the ground. Could be two. Rodriguez has it onto Acosta, and the throw to first in time. 4-6-3 double play, and Acker has himself a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third, still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the third inning, Rough Riders looking to break the scoreless tie. It's Alex DeGody, followed by Tucker Mitchell and Caber Rodriguez, two up against Hens. In his first offering to DeGody, called a strike. Fastball just on the inside corner. And DeGody falls behind 0-1. Right-hander rocks, a high leg kick in the pitch. Here's a pop-up on the left side and a shallow left field. Rotundo camped under it. And he reaches skyward to haul in the first down to the bottom of the third. Alex DeGody flies out to left. Tink Hens, as we've mentioned, expected to go right around four innings or 60 pitches. Still working his way back to full strength from an injury. He had a bit of a back injury, but in that process, he said that it all started because he felt like he was unintentionally changing his throwing motion. That raised some eyebrows, so they decided to shut him down. As the first pitch to Mitchell is called a strike. Slider on the outer third. Nothing in one of the Rough Riders catcher making his home debut for Frisco this year, and he watches another spinner, that time at the top of the zone, 0-2. So Hens missed some time throughout the month of July and then has worked his way back to about 60 pitches as Mitchell waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. It's three consecutive sliders, and Crook's able to collect and fire to first. And strikeout number five for Tink Hens, who with a three-strikeout second inning reached the 90 strikeouts mark on the year. At a 91 in the strikeout category this season. But the lineup turns over to Caber Rodriguez, who struck out his first time up. First pitch misses just below the zone. That time to Caber Rodriguez, who worked a long at-bat his first trip, but ended up losing the battle. Watches a called strike that time, right at the bottom of the zone. For Hens, the fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. Right-hander rocks and fires, and Rodriguez tags it in the air out towards right, pushing Menlinger back and right in the sunlight. He's able to reach up and haul it in. It's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Tink Hens, and three innings in the books, we're still scoreless. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Riders. We go top four, still scoreless. The Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Rider Baseball.
Dan Acker toes the rubber. They're in the top of the fourth inning. Still nothing, nothing our score. It's Jimmy Crooks to lead things off, and Crooks was the hero last night, going 3-for-5 with a homer and 3 RBI. Waves and misses at the first offering. A changeup in the lower third from Dane Acker. Nothing in one. Acker was able to sit down Crooks via the strikeout in that first inning. Crooks was part of 4 of the 6 runs last night for Springfield as he hits one high and deep out to right, pushing Hatcher back. He's at the track, at the wall, and he leaps, and it is out of here. Second homer of the series and the 11th of the year for Jimmy Crooks. 1-0 Springfield. Acker there with a breaking ball that just hung up a bit on the inner side of the strike zone to the lefty. A loopy curveball. Just missed its spot, and Jimmy Crooks made Acker pay. First offering on its way to R.J. Yeager, and he waves and misses. That time a changeup downstairs. R.J. Yeager got off to a hot start this season for the Cardinals, hitting an 11 straight to open the year. The offering home. Misses down and away, again with a changeup. And then it has since cooled off just a little bit. Yeager hitting .239 entering tonight. They flew out to Aaron Zavala to cap off the first inning for Dane Acker. Yeager has some family ties to the game of baseball. As he awaits the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it runs a bit high. Fastball at 94 from Acker. 2-1 advantage to the right-handed hitting first baseman. RJ's father, Ryan, was drafted by the Boston Red Sox in the 29th round of the 1997 draft as he waves and misses over the top of a changeup. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out. A 1-0 advantage for Springfield after the solo shot by Jimmy Crooks. His second homer in as many games here in this series. The 2-2. Cut on and missed. 94 at the top of the zone. And Acker has himself strikeout number 2 and out number 1 here in this fourth inning. It's a run on 4 hits against Acker, and the first hard hit ball that settled in for a hit was that homer by Jimmy Crooks. Here's Noah Mendlinger, and he fouls off the first offering towards the facing on the first base dugout that the Cardinals call home this week. Rough Riders coming off of a winning road trip. Saw them head to San Antonio as well as Midland. They won the series against San Antonio. The pitch home just rides a bit outside. Change up missing a bit low as well. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting Noah Mendlinger, who roams right field this evening. He grounded out to second base his first trip up. And he tags this one out towards right field. Hatcher charging in. He dives. Did he make the grab? Yes, he did. Josh Hatcher flashing the leather. And Dane Acker has himself a pair of outs here in the fourth. And for Josh Hatcher there, one of those tweeners where your first instinct is to take a step backwards, and so he did, and then came charging in, but it's that in-between ball where it's not a full extension dive. It's a half dive, half slide. Here's Jacob Buschberger, and he watches the first offering called a strike at the top of the zone.
A slive?
Slive, I like it.
Okay.
And nonetheless, a difficult play for Hatcher to make out there, and he was able to do so with ease. 0-1 on its way, and there's a pop-up on the right side into shallow right field. Hatcher coming in. Rodriguez going back, and it's Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman, there to corral it. So the pop-out to second base ends the frame. But Springfield gets a run on the solo shot by Jimmy Crooks, his second of the series. It's a run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders coming up, trailing 1-0 to the Springfield Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rough Riders, after surrendering a run in the top of the frame, looking to tie it up or take the lead. And it's Osuna, Freeman, and Hatcher due up against Tink Hentz in what is likely his final inning of work. Osuna in from the left side, and the first pitch glides outside. Some news out of Arlington. Rangers playing in Boston tonight. And in the top of the ninth, trailing 7-4, Wyatt Langford even the game with a three-run bomb. As Osuna fouls one back out of play. It's even at a ball and a strike. It's been a back-and-forth affair there at Fenway Park. Dolis Garcia has homered twice. Wyatt Langford with the big swing to tie it in the top of the ninth. The offering home is a foul ball out of play. Off to the left side, and Osuna behind 1-2. He singled his last time up. He's now reached in 9 consecutive games, hitting in 8 out of those 9 games. And the 1-2 on its way, taken downstairs. Checked his swing. 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Osuna, he's been much better in 2-strike counts over the last couple of weeks. First month or so for Osuna here at the AA level, he was obviously putting up numbers, but the strikeouts began to kind of pile up. He was averaging about 1 per game, but just has 1 over his last 4. trying to keep it that way, and a 2-2 count to lead off the frame. The offering home is tagged in the air, out towards left center field, pushing Church back into the alleyway and a few steps in front of the warning track. He's there to haul it in. A fly out to left center field for Alejandro Suna. And that brings up Cody Freeman.
That's something to keep an eye on, Luke, as we go in this game. That ball was not hit hard at all, and it hung up there, and the wind just pushed it almost all the way to the warning track. So ball's getting up in the air to left field, have a chance to carry out tonight.
We saw that a little bit last night as well, a couple of routine fly balls that ended up getting pushed towards the wall, and even that home run last night from Jimmy Crooks. Pitch home, and Freeman takes inside for ball one. As we mentioned earlier, it wasn't hit all that hard, 93, but got way up there and just continued to carry on Zavala in left and ended up landing in the in-touch home run terrace. The 1-0 on its way, and hence fits a changeup on the outer third, even at a ball and a strike. And Cody Freeman, who grounded back to Hence his first time up. Freeman has been excellent at home. Entering tonight, he came in hitting .343 here in this ballpark and has logged hits in 18 of his last 20 home games. He hits one up the middle. The second baseman, Harris, ranges over. He collects and fires in front of Freeman, two away. Tink Hence, after giving up a one-out base hit to Alejandro Osuna, has settled in. Ever since, he's racked up four strikeouts and sat down each batter he's faced, trying to make it three consecutive 1-2-3 frames. He struck out at least one in every inning to this point, as here's Josh Hatcher. And the first pitch skips in, misses downstairs. 1-0. And Josh Hatcher, we talked about it last night, had maybe the loudest 1-for-5 night we've ever seen. A lot of high exit velocity as he waves and misses. Had a changeup at the bottom of the zone, 1-1. We saw triple digits off his bat 3 times out of the 4 times he put the ball in play, and only one of those found its way for a hit. And it was the same story to start today. Pitch misses inside, that time a fastball from Hence. Hatcher in his last trip flew out to left field to end that bottom of the first inning. But it came off the bat at 100 miles an hour, the 2-1. Wave and a miss on a changeup away. Even at 2-2. Right-hander on the hill, left-hander in the batter's box. Hatcher awaits the 2-2. He waited back on it and fouled it off to the right side. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 away here. 1-0 ball game. Hence trying to make it 4 scoreless frames. The 2-2. Swinging a foul ball, bouncing back towards the backstop. And it remains 2-2. Now, for Josh Hatcher, we've talked about it this year. Not a big walk guy. He walks into the batter's box thinking about finding a way on via the hit, not a walk, an aggressive hitter. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at the top of the strike zone, and Hence has himself another 1-2-3 frame. He caps it off with his 6th strikeouts. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 4 innings in the books. We head top of the 5th. It's Springfield out in front of Frisco, 1-0. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25.
with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Dane Acker back to the mound for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco a 1-0 deficit. Dakota Harris leads it off in the first offering. Acker misses low and outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. A solo homer from Jimmy Crooks leading off the fourth inning. The only run today for either club. Acker 40 pitches through his four innings. Very efficient. 1-0. Fouled away back behind home. And it's 1-1 on Harris, who had an infield single to short back in the second. One hit every inning so far for the Cardinals. And the Rough Riders, while they have not had as much base traffic, only one hit on the offensive side against Hentz. We'll probably not see him next inning. The pitch, that's grounded foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2, as Hentz was only supposed to go about 4 innings or 60 pitches. He went 4 innings on 49 pitches, and he's probably done. As there's action out of the bullpen for the Cardinals. Acker has his sign. He's ready to go in the 1-2. That's low and outside. It's 2-2, missing with a changeup. And so Frisco's offense will hopefully be able to get to the bullpen for Springfield. Acker is looking very good, though, in the 2-2. Just up and away. Barely missing. It's 3-2. Just to give you an idea of the Dane Acker we're seeing today, that is his first full count that he's gotten so far today, and it comes in the first batter in the fifth inning. He rocks in the payoff. Swinging a line shot deep down the left field line. It lands in fair, rolls all the way to the fence. Harris up to second base. Zavala slings it back in. A rainbow throw that's short of the bag, and Harris is in there with a stand-up double. Two for today for Dakota Harris. That ball rocketed at 108 miles an hour off the bat. He got a slider in the middle of the plate and deposited it into left field. Here's Jeremy Rivas now. Right-handed batter. And the pitch. Pop foul back behind home, just out of the reach of Tucker Mitchell on a bunt. It was popped up in the air, but Mitchell could not get back to it in time. And it's 0-1.
Zach, another update on the Rangers. They headed to extra innings, and in the top of the 10th, Jonah Heim belted a two-run homer. It's 9-7 Rangers.
All right. Looking for a come-from-behind victory. Wyatt Langford with a three-run game-tying homer in the top of the ninth in Fenway. 0-1 here to Rivas. That one simmers high, and it's 1-1. So trying to salvage a game in that series in Fenway. Looks like it's a long uphill battle for the Rangers to try and make it to the postseason. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. There's a soft ground ball up the middle. Acosta charges it short, picks to his left, transfers, throws on the run, and gets him. One away. Harris on the play down to third base, and with one out, a runner at third for the Cardinals, leading 1-0. Chris Rotundo bats now. Nifty play by Acosta. It makes it look so easy at shortstop. Infield comes in for the Riders. One run on five hits for Springfield. No runs on one hit for the Riders. Acker lifts and pitches. Fastball strike. Outside corner. And to the top of the zone. And it's 0-1 on the nine-hole hitter Rotundo, who flied out to left field back in the third. It's been a struggle this season for Rotundo. He went 2-for-4 yesterday with a double. That was his first double-A multi-hit game in 35 games. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. He's batting just 157 on the season entering tonight. Acker trying to keep him on the ground here. Rough Riders outfield plays rather straight up. Hatcher probably has the best outfield arm for the Rough Riders. Acker, the 0-2. Misses high. Fastball elevated, and it's one ball and two strikes. Acker has been better against righties just barely this season. About a 50-point OPS difference. About 650 for right-handed batters, about 700 for lefties. Infield remains in. 1-2. There's a fly ball into center field. This will get the run home. Osuna is still going back. He's at the warning track, and it's over his head. Off the base of the fence, he slides, and it's past him. Rotundo around third, and he stops right there. It's an RBI triple for Chris Rotundo, barely missing his first home run, and now Osuna is shaken up just in front of the warning track in center field.
Yes. At the last moment, he went sliding up against the wall, and luckily you see the thumbs up there. That ball just kept carrying. Osuna looked like he was going to be able to make the play, and then right at the last moment, as he reached out to try to make the grab, he went sliding into the base of the wall, and appears to be okay, but a bit shaken up.
Yeah, you worry about the knee sliding into the wall like that. It's a padded, but at the very bottom there's concrete, so you worry about the knee. Looks like he is okay. It's 2-0 Springfield now here in the fifth inning. And a little bit of warming up now in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Acker still in really good shape with that pitch count. If you're watching on Valley Live, take another look at Osuna sliding into that base of the wall. You see a left knee hitting into that bottom below the padding, but hopefully no lasting effects. Top of the order now in Brian Torres. First pitch is drilled into right field. Hatcher has to play it on a hop. It's a base hit. And Rotundo scores from third. So an RBI single for Brian Torres, and all of a sudden, it's 3-0 Springfield. Back-to-back pitches, RBI triple, RBI single. And now 3-0, Cardinals lead it. Kind of an in-betweener there for Hatcher, whether or not to dive. He decided to play it safe and play it on a hop. And now Nathan Church, the left-handed batter, hits. Here's the offering in. A late swing and a foul ball back behind home on the changeup. It's 0-1. Springfield, just like they did yesterday, lengthening the lead. Rough Riders will have even more work to do on the offensive side now. Acker readies, and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the air to center field. It lands in front of Osuna for a hit. And it's three consecutive hits and four in the inning against Acker. Torres up to second base. So eight hits now, and the hit parade for the Cardinals just continues here in this series. They had 15 yesterday and eight more here against Acker, a guy who had opponents hitting around 220 against him this season. Tucker Mitchell goes out, and so does John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, to chat things over. And all that happens, we'll remind you that after the Riders won the first half crown of the Texas League South, the Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. Riders will host at least one playoff game on September 19th, and if necessary, they'll play again on September 20th. If the Riders win, they will advance to the championship series and host on Sunday, September 22nd. Don't miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title and get your Riders playoff tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. All kinds of calisthenics going on in the Rough Riders bullpen. Looks like a workout class on a Wednesday morning. Got some band work, got some squats. Fancy ways of waving at people. That's how Luke waves to me every morning when he comes in the office.
That's right.
Runners at first and second now. 3-0 Springfield here in the top of the fifth inning. And Jimmy Crooks, who homered his last time up, stands in. Acker fires. Yeah, it's at the bottom of the zone, a strike with a changeup. It's 0-1. Crooks is 4-for-6 or 4-for-7 in this series now with two homers. Acker would love a ground ball here and roll his second double play of the day. Crooks is definitely a double play candidate as Acker steps off and resets things. These two never played with each other at Oklahoma. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 offering from one Sooner to another. Actually, a look back towards second, no throw. Crooks began his college career at McLennan Community College before transferring to Oklahoma in 2021. While Acker, his last year there was 2020. Crooks ended up playing two seasons as the backstop for Oklahoma as the pitch is low and outside and another changeup. And it's one ball and one strike. Crooks, a big guy, as you might expect growing up here in Texas. Did play football for a while. His middle linebacker and a fullback coming up until his freshman year of high school. The 1-1. That's up and away. Two balls and one strike. And then he got the thing that we all get sometimes. His mom stepped in and said, no more football for you. We want to stay healthy for baseball season. Because that's something he was very passionate about. I think a lot of us at some point in our lives had our moms say no football.
Mom tried that.
2-1. That's below the zone. 3-1. I certainly got that as a kid.
I was the kid growing up, though, that I didn't like hitting people. Changed a little bit as we got into high school, but my last year of football for a while was, I think, when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't for me. I'd rather hit a baseball than a person.
I still don't like hitting people. The pitch is in the air, foul down the left side. It's 3-2.
Unless it's me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Three balls and two strikes now on Crooks. Two runs in this fifth inning. And Brian Chia started to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen. On the other side, Enwin Nunez is warming up for Springfield. We'll see him come the bottom of the fifth inning. Acker looks back to second. He pitches home. Runners take off. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second, and they got him. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Tucker Mitchell throwing down to second and getting Nathan Church on the back end of the double steal. And just like that, the Riders are out of the fifth inning. Two runs across for Springfield, though. It comes on four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the fifth inning next. The Rough Riders trail the Cardinals 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Springfield dips into their bullpen for the first time tonight in the home half of the fifth inning. And it's a pitcher who is usually a starter but is out of the bullpen tonight. It's Edwin Nunez. Nunez, the right-hander, faces Ortiz, and the first pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. Nunez can light it up on the radar gun. That first pitch, 98 miles an hour, but boy, has he struggled this season with his command. The pitch way up and into the backstop, and it's 1-1 at 98. Nunez, in 66 and a third innings, has walked 50 batters. And he has an ERA of 7.87. He rocks home. There's a fastball on the outside corner at 98 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. He's made 17 starts this year. It's his second consecutive appearance out of the bullpen, as he's piggybacking here with Hentz. 1-2. Breaking ball outside, and it's 2-2. It's been a tough go for him this season. He's allowed at least one run in every outing since May 9th. The pitch is a pop-up on the left side. Shallow left field. Rotundo coming in towards the line. He's under it, and he makes the grab. Well, one away here in the fifth inning, and Aaron Zavala steps in. And the Rough Riders would certainly not complain about getting a few free base runners here against Nunez, especially after facing Tink Hentz, who went four shutout innings, allowing just one hit, a broken bat single by Osuna in the first inning. He struck out six and didn't walk a batter. First pitch, that's up and outside. It's 1-0 to Zavala. 3-0 our score. Springfield leads it, bottom half of the fifth inning. Pull side shift on the infield against Zavala in the 1-0. There's a fly ball hit well down the left field line, but foul. And it's 1-1 on the Riders' left fielder. Nunez, a tall right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 185 pounds, still just 22 years old. He rocks in. There's a line drive on one hop to Harris at second. A backhanded short hop, he's got it. And throws on to first to get Zavala, two away. Nunez, an arsenal of a four-seamer, two-seamer slider, and a changeup. There's Max Acosta, Riders trailing by three.
And Zach, the Rangers game has gone final. They complete the comeback and beat the Red Sox 9-7.
All right.
10 innings.
Well, hopefully that's a springboard kind of win.
It certainly could be. Trailing 7-4 to the ninth, and you get a big swing from a young player in Wyatt Langford, and then go on to win the ballgame.
Three-hit night for him, I believe.
It was.
Yeah. First pitch is low and outside to Acosta, and it's 1-0. Good for Wyatt. Always great to see him have success. His time here was very short-lived, but boy, it was a lot of fun to be around him and watch him play over the 2 weeks he was here. The 1-0 is sent in the air to center field. Church drifting back a few steps and straightaway center. He's there to make the catch. And the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. We'll have some trivia for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cardinal half of the sixth inning. On this Wednesday night, Rough Riders down 3-0. Dane Acker back out for his sixth inning of work, looking to tie a career high and go six innings. He's done it twice in his career, both this year. R.J. Yeager, Noah Mendlinger, Jacob Buschberger, the three due up, and Acker winds back and deals home. There's a swing and a fly ball out to left field, but off the end of the bat, Aaron Zavala coming in a couple steps. He's there to put it away, and it's one away in this sixth inning on the first offering. Noah Mendlinger stands in now. He's 0 for 2, and with that, it's time for trivia.
Let's do it.
All right, so we tie it into this day in baseball history. It was on this date that Andre Dawson announced his retirement, the Hall of Famer. Here's the first pitch home to Mendlinger. Up and in, 1-0. Dawson famously played for a long time, 21 seasons in the major leagues. So my trivia question for you, young Luke.
Let's do it.
Is about longevity. Here's the 1-0. That's up and in, two balls and no strikes. Can you name me the top seven players in major league history who have played at least 25 seasons whose career began in the 20th century? So no players who played in the 1800s.
Okay,
just to make it a little easier, there's some names I don't think you would have gotten. The 2-0 is over for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1.
Bonus, I know one, Cap Anson. He was 1800s.
He was.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan, 27 seasons the most.
Did Greg Maddux make it to 25?
He did not. The pitch is grounded foul up the right side. It's 2-2. And I have years for you as well,
okay,
if that helps.
Jamie Moyer,
25 seasons. 1986 to 2012. 2-2. That's out of play down the left side of the air. A foul ball, and it's still two balls and two strikes.
Are the majority of these pitchers? Are all of them pitchers?
Yeah, the majority are pitchers.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Okay, yeah. And the majority are Hall of Famers, but not all of them. The pitch. Fouled back. Still 2-2.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson played 25 seasons.
Was it exactly 25?
Yeah. Okay. 1979 to 2003. 2-2 offering. Mendlinger whacks it foul down the right side into the stands, and it's still 2-2. Looking for a trivia today, the players who played at least 25 seasons, the seven players in Major League history that started their career in the 20th century. Well, One down in this top of the sixth inning. 3-0, Cardinals lead it. And the offering into Mendlinger. In the air, just over third, and dunking out into left field. It falls in front of Zavala, and Mendlinger spoons one the opposite way for a single. Ninth hit today against Acker, and Jacob Buschberger stands in now.
This is a really weird guess. Does Tommy John make the list?
Tommy John.
Does he really?
26 seasons.
Yeah. I knew it was a really long career, but wasn't sure if it was 25.
1963 to 1989.
I think I'm going to start needing some years here.
Okay, I can provide that. Here's the stretch and the offering home. There's a strike in the upper edge inside corner to Buschberger. It's 0-1. So you have three players. They all played exactly 25 seasons. That's what you're missing. First one from 1959 to 1983. The second from 1970 to 1994. Here's the offering. There's a chopper foul down the left side, 0-2. And the last player, 1906 to 1930.
That one's going to be tough.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that one's a Hall of Famer. I think all three of these are Hall of Famers. All three are Hall of Famers. Oh, beg your pardon. One is not. Two of the three. The 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball upstairs. And Dane Acker strikes him out. Fourth K for Acker, and Dakota Harris stands in now. Two down, 3-0 Springfield in the top of the sixth. One of these guys is a knuckleball.
Knuckleball.
First pitch. Harris takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1, looking for players who have played 25 major league seasons or more. Luke has gotten the top four so far, and Nolan Ryan, Tommy John, Ricky Henderson, and Jamie Moyer.
Is the knuckleballer a Hall of Famer?
He is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
The 0-1 is off the fist, down into left center field. Zavala tracing over. It drops down in between him and Osuna, a base hit. Zavala gets it in, throw into second base. The tag, not in time. It's a hustle double for Dakota Harris. Mendlinger on to third, and with two outs, the Cardinals have runners at second and third for Jeremy Rivas. That ball just landing in between Osuna and Zavala. And Harris, a good read on that throw in, able to get into second base. Right-handed batter. Here's the stretch and the first pitch home. Up and in on a check swing. Did it hit off him or was it a foul ball? The runner's coming home. It is a foul ball. The home plate umpire, Trevor Patience, never signaled it. And now it looks like they're going to come talk about it. And here comes Neil Ory, the Rough Riders trainer as well. They're going to check on him and make sure he's okay. All right, well, this is a good time to continue to give you hints. Do you want the teams the knuckleballer played for?
Did he pitch for the Rangers?
Yes.
Okay, I can see the guy. It's Charlie something.
I'll give it to you. You want me to tell you?
It's right there. Start with an H.
It does.
Charlie Huff.
Yep, Charlie Huff. Okay. Yep. Okay, so you're missing two now, both Hall of Famers. One from the 50s into the 80s. One pitcher, one hitter. If that helps you at all.
Focus on the 50s to the 80s. Was that the pitcher or hitter?
The 50s to 80s was the pitcher.
Okay.
Want the teams he played for?
Sure.
Minnesota for 15 years. Philadelphia for four. St. Louis, Chicago, and the Yankees. Chicago being the White Sox. Looking for a pitcher who pitched for 25 seasons in the major leagues. I tell you?
Yeah.
It's Jim Cott.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Hall of Famer Jim Cott, who, let's be honest, probably was in the Hall of Fame because of longevity. And then the last one is probably the toughest. A position player, but a very good position player, mostly in the dead ball era. First pitch is, or the next pitch, I should say, is a swing and a miss, and it's now 0-2 on Rivas. Runners at second and third, two outs here in the sixth inning, 3-0 Springfield. 124 career WAR.
Wow.
Six-time World Series champion, MVP. Played 13 years for the Philadelphia A's and 12 for the Chicago White Sox. 741 stolen bases. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Dane Acker strikes out his fifth, and he's through six innings for just the third time in his career. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders trying to ignite some offense, trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Alex DeGody, Tucker Mitchell, Caber Rodriguez, the 3-2 up against Edwin Nunez. The right-hander back into his wine, and the first pitch to DeGody. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Just to put the button on trivia, we were looking for the seven players who have played more than 25 seasons in Major League history for our trivia tonight, and they had to have started their career in the 20th century. The pitch is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Luke got Nolan Ryan, Tommy John, Ricky Henderson, Jamie Moyer, Jim Cott, and Charlie Huff. And the last one, the pitch, is on the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-2.
We've got 1906, majority of the career with the A's, Philadelphia A's.
And the White Sox.
And then the White Sox.
Second baseman, if that helps.
I'm trying to think of World Series. You said six World Series?
Six-time World Series champion. He was on the 1919 White Sox as well that threw the World Series.
Okay.
There's a pitch that's that low in the dirt, and it's 2-2.
Second baseman. Eddie Collins?
Eddie Collins, okay. Yep, that's correct. Good job.
It took a lot to get there.
25 seasons.
That's a pretty good career.
Yeah. Pitches a swing and a miss up and away, and it's strike three. So DeGody down on strikes. First game for Nunez. Nine-hole hitting Tucker Mitchell now. 3-0. Riders trail. Listen to this list of notable players who have played 24 seasons.
Okay.
Arguably a better list in terms of players. Jesse Orozco, who is a longtime reliever. Steve Carlton, Omar Vizquel, Dennis Eckersley, Roger Clemens. First pitch is outside to Mitchell, 1-0. Phil Negro, Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, and Carlton Fisk.
That's a pretty good list. But year 25 is the dagger there.
Yeah.
1-0. There's a fly ball lifted out to right field, sending Mendlinger back, and he's under it to make the catch. Two outs. Well, the Riders have really struggled on the offensive side tonight. They have just one hit back in the first inning. Sixteen in a row retired by Cardinals pitching. Top of the order, Caber Rodriguez. First offering. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and outside. It's 0-1. They're being out hit 10-1 tonight. Nunez rocks in the 0-1. That's up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Rodriguez is struck out in fly down today. The offering, fouled back, 1-2. The Riders just have not been able to put together a solid contact really against Henson, now Nunez. The unfortunate thing for the Riders, as well as Nunez, is filling up the strike zone. He's really struggled doing that throughout the game tonight. 1-2. That's inside. It hit him. The breaking ball slipped out of his hand, and there's the first Rough Riders base runner since the first inning. And that's a streak of 16 in a row retired by Cardinals pitching. And Osuna comes to the plate now. There's Alejandro Osuna, who has the only Rough Riders hit tonight. And a quick mound visit for Crooks and the entire infield. Osuna's broken bat single in the first inning over second base is the only Rough Riders hit. He then flied out to center field in the fourth on a ball that carried pretty well out to left field. Alejandro, who is a left-handed batter. First pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Change up. Out in front on it. 87 looks like it's just floating in there when you're ready for 98. Here's the stretch of the pitch. That's down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Rodriguez, 6-for-9 in steals. The Rough Riders needing base runners, probably not going to go in this situation. 1-1. There's a swing and a hard ground ball, and it scoots through the right side and into right field. Rodriguez around second. He moves to third, and the Riders have runners on the corners. It looked like that was right at Dakota Harris, but Rodriguez slowed up, got in front of the baseball, and then it almost looked like it just hit a right turn and eluded Harris. Such an odd-looking ground ball. Riders will certainly take it. Osuna has his second hit today. Here's Cody Freeman. Freeman has a golden opportunity here. Give the Rough Riders a little bit of offense and score a run on a base hit. Nunez has been wild. Don't discount the wild pitch. First offering is a fastball just below the zone at 97. It's one ball and no strikes. Freeman has bounced out twice today in the infield. Once to the pitcher and once to second. They play him to pull in the infield. Right-handed batter, here's the 1-0. Outside corner, flips it across for a strike. 1-1 on the home run hitting leader right now for the Rough Riders with 13. Here she comes. Fouled back this way, off to our right. Make a play, Luke. Oh.
Getting closer.
Closer and closer each time.
One of these days. Freeman behind in the count, 1-2. Freeman has been one of the best in the Texas League in batting when he's behind in the count. Hardly gets rattled by it. The pitch. That's low and outside. It skips away from Crooks, and that brings in the Rough Riders' first run. Rodriguez down from third. They now trail 3-1. As we talked about, Nunez has been wild. He throws the wild pitch, and that moves Osuna into scoring position. So two balls and two strikes. A chance to make it a one-run game with a base hit now. Nunez fires home. Swinging a line drive into left field, down for a hit. Osuna getting the windmill around third. Rotundo's throw is not in time. Throw to second, not in time there. One-run game. RBI single for Cody Freeman, and just like that, the Riders are igniting this offense. They trail 3-2. Hard line drive, solid base hit in the left field by Freeman. Osuna getting the wave all the way from Cardoza and just able to score as Rotundo's throw was just a little bit out in front of home plate, and Freeman was able to get into second, so now he's in scoring position as the game's tying run. And the pitching coach, Eric Peterson, exits the dugout for Springfield, and he'll go have a chat. A big time base hit for Free. You could just feel that it was cooking for the Riders. Trying to get to this bullpen. Josh Hatcher 0-2 today, but as we've been talking about, Luke, he's put together some incredible at-bats in the first two games of this series. Made some really hard contact, just not ended up with the hits to show for it.
Yeah, it certainly feels like he's bound to hit one hard and it find the outfield grass. And now would be a great time. One swing of the bat, Josh Hatcher could give the Rough Riders the lead, but a base hit likely ties it.
He's 0-2 today with a line out to left field at 100 miles an hour and a strikeout. Nunez pitches home. Swing and a miss and a first pitch change. It's 0-1. Fooled him there off the outside edge. Nunez has surrendered 9 home runs this season as well. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another changeup low and outside. It's 0-2. That wild pitch was his 12th of the season this year. If you want some wild stats, go back to when he was in low A ball. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Hatcher swings, breaks his bat, lofts it into shallow right field. It lands in, base hit. Freeman around third. He's coming home, and he beats the throw. Hatcher up to second. Tie game. It's 3-3.
It's funny how the game of baseball works. Josh Hatcher has been hammering the baseball. That one, 72 off the bat, and it bloops in a base hit to tie things up. It all evens out.
No matter what, Hatcher will certainly take it. That's for sure. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Tie ball game at 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stretching the offering in. Up and away. One ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders, all with two outs, hit by pitch, single, 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 and they tie this game up. 1-0 pitch. That's up and outside, 2-0. We mentioned the tough numbers for Nunez. In 32 appearances with Palm Beach in 2021, he had a 10.90 ERA with more walks than innings pitched. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. That's down and in, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. In 32 appearances, he had 35 wild pitches. And much better now with his control, though still not 100% comfortable with it, is here's the 3-0. And Ortiz takes high for ball four, and now he walks Abby. And here's Aaron Zavala to the plate. 5 consecutive batters have reached for the Rough Riders in this sixth inning, as the command starting to rear its ugly head for Nunez. Not quite any action out in that bullpen for Springfield. There's a little bit of stretching, but nobody up and throwing. First pitch. Zavala takes up and away, 1-0. If you're struggling with your command, this is not the guy you want to face. 4th in the Texas League in walk rate. 1-0 offering. On the way from Nunez. Outside, it's 2-0. He's throwing 6 consecutive balls out of the zone. That was after going strike, strike, and then a third strike to Hatcher, which ended up being the single. Zavala has grounded out and struck out today. Or 2-0, rather, is down and in, and it's 3-0. He'll probably be taking all the way here. Hatcher from second, Ortiz from first, and the pitch is down the middle for a strike at 96 with the fastball. It's 3-1. The stuff is undeniable for Nunez. It just hasn't been as effective with it here at this level. 3-1. Down and in, ball four skips away from Crooks off to his left. Hatcher around third, he's trying to score, and the Riders take the lead. Hatcher scores from second on a wild pitch. Riders have a 4-3 lead in the sixth inning. Second wild pitch of the inning, and it's ball four on top of it. And the Rough Riders have runners at first and second, and now lead it by the score of 4-3. Wow. What a turn this ball game has taken. First pitch to Max Acosta is rifled up the middle. That's a base hit in the left center. Ortiz wheels around third. He scores. Zavala up to third. He stops right there. It's 5-3 Riders. Keep the train rolling, boys. 5 runs in this bottom of the sixth inning. Max Acosta, first pitch attacking, and Frisco has batted around in the sixth inning. Runners at first and third. Alex Degodiu started this inning with a strikeout, stands in. Four hits in the inning, and here's Jose LaHare, the manager. And he's going to make the move. Nunez is done in this sixth inning. Got the first 2 outs and everything completely unraveled for him. And we'll introduce you to the new Cardinals pitcher when we come back. Pitching change here at Riders Field. Rough Riders in the midst of a 5-run inning. They have the 5-3 lead. We'll step aside for this in the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Coming into this sixth inning, the Riders had just one hit and were being shut out. And that's the case no longer. Five runs across in the inning. And Max Acosta with the RBI single to cap it, but they're not done yet. Zane Mills comes in out of the bullpen and picks over to first, not in time. It's Alex DeGoti who began this inning is stepping in now. He struck out against Nunez. Aaron Zavala at third. Max Acosta at first base. And Mills, the right-hander with two down, ready from the stretch. And deals in his first offering to DeGoti. That's on the inside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. DeGoti 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Mills, the 24-year-old native of Portland, Oregon, went to Washington State. He fires. That's just below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Former Cardinals draft pick in the fourth round in 2021. This season with Springfield, he's making just his fourth appearance. 2.45 ERA. He offers in the 1-1. Breaking ball, ground ball foul to the right side, broke his bat. And it's one ball and two strikes. He'll have to get a new stick. Mills began the season with high A Peoria. So you can see, and if you're watching on Bally Live, DeGoti completely shattering the end of his stick there. 3.35 ERA with Peoria in 21 outings, all out of the bullpen. He's made one spot start with Springfield. 40 and a third innings, 47 strikeouts for him. So one ball and two strikes here on DeGoti. Two aboard, five in for the Riders. Infield back up the middle. The outfielder shaded the opposite way for the former big leaguer. Mills ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Low and outside in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes to Digo. Playing in his 35th game with the Riders this year. It's been a tough go for him with runners in scoring position with the Rough Riders. Only has three hits with runners in scoring position this year. Only two RBIs. Open stance. And the 2-2. He swings and taps it foul down the third baseline. It's still two balls and two strikes. 5-3 Frisco, bottom of the sixth inning. Mills, this is his first season out of the bullpen. For the last couple of years, he has been a starter. He pins the glove to his left hip. He's got his sign. 2-2 on the way. Acosta takes off. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So DeGoti down swinging, but the Riders do the damage here in this sixth inning. Five runs on four hits. No errors and two left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning next. The Rough Riders now leading it 5-3 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. And what an inning it was in the bottom of the frame. The Rough Riders manufacturing five runs to take a 5-3 lead to the top of the sixth inning. And it's a surprise. Dane Acker and his 79 pitch count is on the rubber. Pitching in the seventh inning for the first time in his career. He gets the bottom of the card. Here to start this seventh inning, and the first offering is cut on and missed. The fastball at 93 from Acker after the long break. Pitching with a lead for the first time tonight. Acker now at 80 pitches. And he rears back. His 0-1 offering glides across the outer third. Another called strike, that time with a fastball. Rotundo is 1-for-2 tonight. And an RBI triple against Dane Acker back in the fifth inning. Now leading off the seventh, the 0-2. High and tight, missed with a fastball. Ball and two strikes. Action in the Rough Riders' pen. But Dane Acker trying to make it through at least 6 1/3 for the first time in his career. Right into rocks, the 1-2, taken, called strike three, got him looking. It's a new career high for Dane Acker. His sixth strikeout, and he's made it through 6 1/3 innings of work for the first time in his career. And he'll go through the order a fourth time. Brian Torres, who is 3-for-3 tonight, steps to the dish, and have to give a special shout out to Jarrett Goodman, partner and event services coordinator for the Rough Riders. Love to throw some hot takes around the office as Torres takes a called strike. And Acker has been really, really good, but we've talked time and time again about how difficult it's been for him to get through the fifth inning and then into the sixth inning. And now he's working here in the seventh. Jarrett Goodman told us yesterday Acker's going to go six innings. And he's done that and some tonight. As the pitch misses down and in, evening a ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting DH in Brian Torres, who has a pair of singles and a double, as well as an RBI attached to his name tonight. Wide open stance from the lefty. The right-hander Acker rocks, and the 1-1 is tapped well up the middle. It's a four-hit night for Brian Torres. 4-for-4 against Dane Acker. And we'll see if Acker remains out there. We've seen him roll up a double play tonight, that coming in the third inning, a 4-6-3 double play, and it was off the bat of Nathan Church, who will dig in now against Dane Acker. And he won't get the chance to do it again. Here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout. Not a bit for Dane Acker, but what an outing it was for him. 86 pitches, he goes 6 1/3 innings for the first time in his professional career. He'll give way to a new arm. It looks like it may be Skyler Hales, but we'll introduce the new arm when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network with Frisco leading Springfield 5-3 here in the top of the seventh.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Acker exits after the base hit by Brian Torres, his fourth of the night. He does give way to Skyler Hales, and it's Nathan Church from the left side. And the first pitch from Hales is a fastball at 94 on the outer edge, called strike one. Church tonight has singled, hit into a 4-6-3 double play in the third inning against Acker, and also laid down a sacrifice bunt in the first. Hales rocks and fires. He misses outside. Hales this year 4-0 with a 3.53 ERA, making his 34th appearance. A guy that puts up some eye-opening strikeout numbers, 58 of them through 43 and a third innings of work. Right-hander comes set. He kicks and fires, and here's a pop-up on the left side. Freeman going back, as well as the shortstop, Acosta. Freeman underhand, had it in his mitt, and it popped out. Cody Freeman, nearly a tremendous play to pick up the second out of the frame, and it just popped out. He had to go all the way to the warning track in foul territory, looking over his shoulder, and had it in his glove for a moment, and then it just popped out, hit off the heel of the mitt, and found its way onto the playing surface. So nothing more than a foul ball, but Cody Freeman almost a tremendous play. Oh, it's 1-2. Advantage goes to Skyler Hales. Hales readies the 1-2. Swing and a tapper out towards short. Acosta has it onto Rodriguez, who throws on the run and didn't have any sort of chance at chopping down Church. So a 6-4 fielder's choice. The Rough Riders tried to roll a pair, but Church runs pretty well out of that left-handed batter's box. But they're able to pick up out number two of the frame and chop down the lead runner. So Nathan Church stands at first base. Brian Torres erased off the base pass. Skyler Hales an out away of preserving the Rough Riders' lead. Here in the top of the seventh inning, they lead it 5-3. First offering to Jimmy Crooks is fouled back to the screen. For Skyler Hales this year, he pitched 20 games in High A Hickory, and he put up solid numbers, 1-0 with a 4.39 ERA, and the strikeout numbers were there as well, 35 in just under 27 innings of work. But he's been even better since his promotion to Double A. Right-hander peers over his left shoulder, and the pitch home runs downstairs. We're even at a ball and a strike. Hales at the Double-A level has gone undefeated, 3-0 in 13 appearances with an ERA just north of 2. It's a 2.16 ERA for him with 23 strikeouts. There's a line drive into right field. That'll dunk in front of Hatcher. Nathan Church will shut things down at second base, so it's a two-out base hit for Jimmy Crooks, his fifth hit of the series, his second tonight, and make it back-to-back nights
with a multi-hit game for Jimmy Crooks. So first and second. And the go-ahead run at the dish, and R.J. Yeager, the cleanup man for the Cardinals. Hales peers in. He comes set, looks to second, and the initial offering fits at the bottom of the zone. There's the slider from Hales. Skyler has a tight arsenal. It's a fastball that can run upwards of 100 miles an hour. And then that slider. Offering home. Misses outside again with the slider. Even at a ball and a strike. On the right-handed hitting first baseman tonight, R.J. Yeager. Yeager is 0 for 3. A total of 2 for 8 in the series now. The offering home is fouled back to the screen, and Hales hops ahead. A ball and two strikes. 95 with a fastball in a perfect location. Elevated in the strike zone and right on the edge of that strike zone. Away from the right-handed hitting Yeager, who does have 11 homers this year. Right-hander comes set. The 1-2. Swing and a looping fly ball into center field, but hanging up for Alejandro Osuna, who ranges under it. And the inning comes to a close. It's no runs on one, or rather two hits, no errors, and two left aboard the base paths. Dane Acker, a new career high, 6 1/3 from him. Skyler Hales closes the door. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rough Riders coming up with a 5-3 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh, Rough Riders out in front. A right-hander in Zane Mills, still on the hill. He got the final out of that bottom of the sixth. The offering home to Tucker Mitchell. This is just a bit inside. Mills working quickly, delivers home, and again fires a bit downstairs. 2-0 the count in favor of the right-handed hitting catcher, Tucker Mitchell, who's making his home debut for the Rough Riders this year. As he chops one out towards shortstop, Rivas has it and fires on the run chest high into the first baseman, Yeager. And there's one away. Well, the Rough Riders saw the first two batters get out in that bottom of the sixth. And then they rattled off what appeared to have been 5 runs. The scoreboard, as well as online, currently saying 4. So I'm not sure what the scoring change could have been there. It reads 4-3 right now for the Rough Riders. It's the offering home. Rodriguez squares to Buntley, pulls back, watches a called strike. We'll see what we can figure out in terms of our official score. We have it at 5-3. The scoreboard, as well as MILB.com, saying 4-3 at this very moment. As
Rodriguez watches outside, a ball and a strike. He taps one, almost over a leaping Bushberger, but he collects it on a hop and fires on, two gone. Pair of ground outs for Zane Mills, and he sat down the first three that he's faced. Rodriguez chopped it into the dirt, and it almost looked like Bushberger mistimed the jump, but a tall frame over there at third base, he was able to hang up in the air and haul it in. Right-hander readies, and the offering home to Osuna is called a strike. So we have gotten confirmation it is 5-3. We were correct the first time. A five-run inning for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth, propelled them in front. And there's one hard hit towards the first baseman, Yeager, who collects on a hop and rushes to the pillow in front of Osuna. It's three up, three down on three ground outs for Zane Mills, Alejandro Osuna. The final out of the frame. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Seven innings in the books. We head to the top of the eighth. Springfield due up, trailing 5-3 to the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Skylar Hales back out for the top of the eighth inning, and he gets Noah Mendlinger to lead things off. The left-hander watches a called strike. On the outer edge, that was a slider. Mendlinger, Bushberger, and Harris do up against the right-hander Skylar Hales. The 0-1 on its way. Another called strike. Fastball at 95 right at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in two. On the Cardinals' right fielder here this evening. Well, we've talked about it. The recent struggles for the Rough Riders scoring early in games. It's 10 out of 14 games that they've been blanked through the first three innings. But a five-run explosion has put them out in front. Offering home, and that one taken just missed outside. 96 with a fastball. Ball and two strikes. Rough Riders infield playing Mendlinger to pull. There's a large gap between Cody Freeman, the third baseman, and the third base bag. He shadowed towards shortstop. The 1-2 on its way, and it's shot that way, but out of play. There remains a ball and two strikes. Skylar Hales, 22 years old. He'll turn 23 just after the end of the season in mid-October. As the right-hander readies, he kicks and fires. A check swing. They appeal down where he didn't offer. Two balls and two strikes. Hales was a fourth-round selection by the Rangers in the 2023 draft out of Santa Clara, originally from Reno, Nevada. There's a bouncer towards first base. Abimelech Ortiz has it, and he waves off Skylar Hales to take it to the bag himself. There's one gone.
Jacob Buschberger will step into the box for the fourth time tonight. Buschberger originally had the night off last night, but came on as a pinch hitter for Chandler Redman in the eighth inning. He picked up a strikeout in the eighth inning and then had an at-bat in the ninth and tacked on to the lead for Springfield with an RBI single in the ninth. He swings and misses at a fastball on the inner third, 0-1. A Buschberger tonight, 0-for-3 with a pair of pop-outs on the infield and a strikeout. The 0-1 on its way. This is up and in. And with the heater for Skyler Hales. Buschberger, the third baseman for Springfield this evening. He awaits the 1-1. Hit well out towards left field, pushing Zavala back. He's in front of the track, now on the track, and he's there to haul it in. That one hit harder than some of the baseballs we've seen carry on Aaron Zavala in left field. 95 off the bat, but a deeper part of the ballpark. It traveled 362 feet. The wall there in left center field reads 364, so just allowed enough room for Aaron Zavala to range over and haul in out number two of the frame. It's two up, two down for Skyler Hales, and here's Dakota Harris, who cuts on and misses an elevated fastball. What a night it's been for Dakota Harris. He's 3-for-3 with a pair of doubles. He's also scored a run after a 1-for-4 night with an RBI last night. Pops one up, back out of play, and Hales in the driver's seat at no balls and two strikes. Hales made his Double-A debut for Frisco here in this ballpark against Corpus Christi at the end of June. Right-hander kicks and fires. The 0-2 misses up and away. Ball in two strikes. Hales recorded five outs in that relief appearance, and he struck out four. Right-hander set at the belt. Reddy's with the 1-2. Swinging a foul ball back off the top of the netting behind the dish. So it stays a ball and two strikes. On the right-handed hitting second baseman, who is trying to become the second man in this lineup alongside Brian Torres to notch four hits this evening. Reddy kicks the 1-2. Is headed to the backstop, just outside of Tucker Mitchell's reach, off to his right. Missing down and away for Hales. Mentioned the numbers for Hales at High A Hickory. It was a tough start to the year, but he's really settled in. 2-2, another foul ball. So Dakota Harris continuing to fight off those borderline pitches. That time a slider at 86 right at the bottom of the zone. A perfect location for Skyler Hales, but couldn't induce the swing and miss. Hales ready. Pitch number 27 of the outing on its way, and it misses high and tight. And Dakota Harris has worked the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Ready to be thrown by Skyler Hales. The offering. Swing and a pop-up right side. And Hales is across the line, and he's there to help himself out. Abimelech Ortiz was crashing from first base, but Skyler Hales gave him the hand and said, "I'll take it myself," and he did just that. A pop-out in foul ground. That's a 1-2-3, top of the eighth for Skyler Hales. We go bottom eight. Rough Riders out in front of the Cardinals, 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman opens the bottom of the eighth inning against Zane Mills. Mills worked a 1-2-3 seventh inning after picking up the final out of that five-run bottom of the sixth for the Rough Riders. First offering to Cody Freeman is taken, called a strike on the outer edge. Freeman tonight, 1-for-3, and he's now hit in 19 of his last 21 home games. The offering home skimps in, and it's ball one, even at a ball and a strike for Freeman. Hitting over 340 here in this ballpark this year. Hitting just above 200 on the road. The 1-1 on its way to Freeman, and he taps it on the ground on the left side, and it's just foul. Freeman out of the box, thought extra bases as Bushberger ranged over but couldn't quite reach it. It was just foul. Three runs on 12 hits for Springfield. Five runs on five hits for the Rough Riders. With four of those hits coming in that sixth inning. The lone other hit came back in the first by Alejandro Osuna, who also picked up a single and scored a run as part of that five-run sixth. Freeman drove in a run. It was Alejandro Osuna in that frame. The righty awaits. The 1-2 is fouled back to the screen. Freeman stays alive. A fastball at 93. Cody Freeman sitting at 13 homers for the year. His next homer will set a new career high for him. He awaits the 1-2. Swing and a tapper, just caught a piece of it. It found its way to the catcher Crooks behind the plate. Oh, Freeman again spoiling that time a breaking ball on the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. Freeman hitting an even 270 on the year. Getting awfully close to the 100 hits mark. Mills, ready to go, the 1-2. Freeman taps it softly out towards shortstop, but charging Rivas has it and delivers a strike to first to sit down Cody Freeman. 6-3 on the ground out, and there's one away for Zane Mills, who's faced now five Rough Riders hitters and sent them all back to the dugout. Tink had started it for the Cardinals tonight. He went four strong innings, allowing just one hit and no earned runs. Didn't issue any walks and picked up six Ks. Here's Josh Hatcher, who watches one a bit outside, a fastball. Hatcher tonight 1-for-3 as it had an RBI single in that sixth inning, also scored a run. And he waves and misses at a breaking ball down and in. And we mentioned it's funny how baseball works. Hatcher has been consistently seeing 100-plus exit velocity. 1-1 on its way as he fights it off and sends it out of play on the left side. Ball and two strikes. But the hit that finally fell in for him was a big one, an RBI single. That one wasn't 100 off the bat. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and for Hatcher, he's been great as of late, but hasn't had the numbers to show for it here in the first two nights of this series. Checked his swing, they appeal down to third, and Hatcher did not offer at it. Even at two balls and two strikes. Right-hander in Zane Mills on the hill. The lefty
In the batter's box, the Rough Riders right fielder, Josh Hatcher. He rockets one down the right field line, and that'll dunk in. Extra bases for Josh Hatcher. He turns around first. He's headed into second base. It's a stand-up one-out double for Josh Hatcher, and yet again, 101 off the bat. And that's got to feel good for Josh Hatcher. He's got himself a multi-hit night, his third hit of the series. For Hatcher, as of late, we've mentioned hitting the baseball hard. He led the team on the two-week road trip with 15 hits, but 14 of those were singles. So for Hatcher, now two extra base hits out of his last 19 hits. This one a double. The last time was a home run on the road. As Ortiz watches a fastball on the inner edge, called a strike. Ortiz is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. He walked his last time up and came around to score a run. Right-hander Mills kicks home, and Ortiz waves and misses at an off-speed pitch off the plate. Ortiz coming off of a 3 for 4 night last night with three singles and a strikeout. Searching for his first hit this evening. He'll have to do it from behind. 0-2. Mills working from the stretch. He lifts and fires. The 0-2 misses outside for ball one. Aaron Zavala standing on deck for the Rough Riders, looking to add to this 5-3 advantage. 6-3 the final score last night in favor of Springfield. The Rough Riders looking to even the series. Offering home, and Ortiz just caught a piece of it and sent it back to the screen. Mills approaching pitch number 30 of the outing. He got a 1-2-3 seventh inning after picking up the final out of the sixth and got the initial out in this frame before a one-out double by Josh Hatcher stands at second. The 1-2 taken, and it just missed outside. A fastball at 92, and Ortiz evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abimelech Ortiz, 8 homers, 35 RBI on the year. He'd love to add to that total right here. 2-2. Hit in the air, foul off to the left side. Bottom of the eighth, Rough Riders leading 5-3. Despite being doubled up in the hits column, that double by Hatcher, the sixth hit tonight for the Rough Riders, it's 12 hits for Springfield, but they've just manufactured 3 runs on those 12 hits. Right-hander kicks and fires. The 2-2 misses downstairs, and Ortiz has worked the count full after falling behind nothing in two. It's been a barrage of hits for Springfield in this series. 15 last night, they got 6 runs out of it. And then the 12 tonight with 3 runs to show to this point. And down to their final 3 outs. Right-hander readies, he kicks home. The 3-2 misses outside, a breaking ball, and Abimelech Ortiz with a really solid at-bat. He battles back from behind, nothing in 2, to work a 1-out walk, and the Rough Riders have 2 aboard for Aaron Zavala with 1 away. That prompts a mound visit from Jimmy Crooks, as well as the rest of the Springfield infield. They gather on top of the hill, talking with the right-hander Zane Mills. And a chance for Aaron Zavala, who is 0 for 2 tonight and 0 for 6 in the series, but he did work a walk as part of that sixth inning. It's been a series of ups and downs for Aaron Zavala this year. We've seen him get hot and pour in some multi-hit nights, and we've seen him go cold, and he's in the midst of one of those cold streaks at the moment. And he laces one into center field, hanging up for Church, and he
Can't corral it. Here comes Zavala to the, or rather Zavala to second and Hatcher to the plate. And the Rough Riders have extended the lead. It's an RBI knock for Aaron Zavala. And he busts out of the slump. Abimelech Ortiz over to third on the hit. And Aaron Zavala up to second base. See how they rule it. It'll be a true double for Aaron Zavala. Or just a single. It dunked in front of Nathan Church in center field. He started to dive and then held up. And the one hop ate him up just a bit. So they'll pull the infield in. And it is a double for Aaron Zavala. As there's a pop-up on the right side. Out of play off the bat of Max Acosta, who delivered an RBI single his last time. He's 1-for-3 to this point. And 2-for-6 in the series. Ortiz at third base. As there's one lifted into right center field. And sinking in, caught by Menlinger. And Ortiz will have to hold there at third. So Acosta becomes the second out for Zane Mills here in the bottom of the eighth. And Alex Ducote will step in. He led off the sixth inning with a strikeout, and unfortunately for him, fell as the final out via the strikeout in that sixth inning. He's 0-for-3 tonight after going 1-for-2 in his return from the injured list last night. He did strike out in last night's affair. Second and third with two gone for Ducote, and he watches a called strike right at the bottom of the zone. Ducote hitting a touch under 200 this year for the Rough Riders. His numbers at the AAA level have been a slight bit better. He does have one homer, and that came in AAA Round Rock. As he watches downstairs to even things at a ball and a strike. Zavala at second base, Ortiz in front of him at third with two gone, and the Riders leading 6-3. The 1-1 is tapped foul down the left side. Ducote well out in front on the off-speed pitch down in the zone. And he falls behind 1-2. Ducote looking to add to the Rough Riders' lead. Springfield down to their final three outs come the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander kicks and fires the 1-2, and Ducote started the hands, but able to hold up the swing. Ducote, the designated hitter tonight. The 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. So Ducote strikes out for the third time tonight. While the Riders check on a run of insurance. It's one run coming on two hits. No errors, and they leave two left in scoring position. But we head to the top of the ninth inning, where the Rough Riders look to close the door on the Cardinals. It's 6-3 Frisco, and when we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. On August 25th, grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, and Andy Rodriguez takes over for the Rough Riders. Only three pitchers tonight for Frisco, leading it 6-3. Dane Acker, for the first time in his minor league career, pitched into the seventh inning, going 6 1/3. Skylar Hales then came out of the bullpen and threw the last inning in 2/3, and now the Rough Riders turn to Andy Rodriguez, using two of their best bullpen arms here in Game 2. It's Jeremy Rivas to lead things off. It's 8-9-1 due up for the Cardinals in the ninth inning. It is a save situation for Rodriguez. Rivas 0-3 today. Rodriguez has been phenomenal this season for the Riders. Working from the windup, he offers home. There's a swing and a line drive looped into shallow right field, and it lands in a base hit. Rivas attacking the first pitch right on the outside corner and just off the end of the bat, parachuting it out into right field. With a shortstop with a base hit to lead it off here in the ninth inning. And Chris Rotundo bats now. Rodriguez, the 25-year-old, has a 1.89 ERA with the Riders this year. Not a big strikeout guy, but he limits hard contact, and that was some soft contact, but it landed in for a base hit. First pitch to Rotundo is low, 1-0. Opponents hitting just 165 against him this year. He doesn't overpower you. His fastball will be in the low 90s. What a really good slider. He readies here in the 1-0 pitch. Rotundo swings and lines it to shallow center field, and that one drops in for a base hit. Another softly hit baseball, and another base hit. So just like that, the tying run comes to the plate here in the ninth inning. And Brian Torres bats. It was a fastball at 94 in on the hands, but still over the plate. And Rotundo able to fight it in. Two aboard, nobody out. 6-3 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Brian Torres at the top of the card. First pitch is down and in with a slider, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Torres is 4-for-4 today. A double in the first and 3 singles, one in the 3rd, 5th, and 7th. His single in the 5th was an RBI single. Double play depth for the Riders. 1-0. Outside corner, a strike. 1-1. How big does that run look now in the 8th inning? A little bit of insurance on the RBI double from Zavala. A 3-run game instead of a 2-run game. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive hit foul over the Riders' dugout on the left side. 1-2 now. Riders being out hit in this game 14-7, so they're being doubled up in hits, but they are doubling up Springfield in runs at 6-3. Today, Springfield 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They stranded 7. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul to the right side, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes still. What has helped out the Riders is not allowing free base runners. No walks for Frisco, just 6 strikeouts. This is a Springfield team that doesn't strike out very much at all. But they can afford to give up all the hits if they don't allow walks. And they've done just enough to get out of some jams so far in this game. Another one here for Rodriguez, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Torres. A chopper to the left side, just past Freeman out into left field. The stop sign for Rivas, and the bases are loaded here in the top of the ninth inning on another soft ground ball base hit through the left side. Goodness. 3 softly hit balls that all just find holes and gaps in some bit of grass in the outfield, and the bases are now loaded against Rodriguez. This is what Springfield has done all season. They don't hit the ball very hard, but they put the ball in play and they pick up base hits. And now here's John Goble. Rough Riders pitching coach out of the dugout to go chat with Rodriguez. And you're okay with giving up that kind of contact normally if you're a pitcher, but not in this kind of situation. You want to get out. It doesn't matter the contact you give up in the ninth inning. In a safe situation. Gopes is talking to A-Rod. Nathan Church, the batter. He's 1-for-3 today. He singled in the fifth inning. Laid down a sack bunt in the first. Grounded into a double play in the third as well. Now the Riders will play the infield back here. They'll give up a run for the two outs. Leading by three. Hoping for another ground ball to someone in the infield. Our score. Rough Riders lead it. Here's Nathan Church with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the top of the ninth inning. Rodriguez from the stretch, he fires. There's a fly ball lifted into center field. Osuna back, and he reaches out. It's off the end of his glove. Rivas scores. Rotundo getting waved home. Torres stopped at third. It's a one-run game. Oh, goodness. There was a fly ball into center field. Osuna started back and then started coasting, reached up at the last second and just carried on him and just tipped off the edge of his glove. And instead of what should have been a sack fly, two runs coming to score, and it's 6-5 now. Frisco leading by one. Torres into third, Church onto second. Here's Jimmy Crooks, the best hitter in this lineup. It's 6-5. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. It's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. And we'll see if they mark that a hit or an error. And right away, action out of the Rough Riders bullpen. The pitch down, and it's two balls and no strikes. It's Ricky DeVito who's loosening. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Two runs in. One-run ball game. Rodriguez kicks in with the 2-0. There's a fly ball fouled away down the left field line, and it's 2-1. DeVito trying to get loose as quickly as possible. Crooks today is 2-for-4 with a home run. He's 5-for-9 in the series with two homers. And the 2-1. Swinging a drive down the right field line. Hatcher going back. He's there to make the catch. Torres tags from 30, scores, and the game is tied. 6-6 ball game. Blown save for Andy Rodriguez. Three runs in with just one out here for Springfield in the top of the ninth inning. Church tagged and moved to third. And Jimmy Crooks, a sacrifice fly out to right field. So we're tied at six. Here's R.J. Yeager with the infield in now for the Rough Riders. One down. And Rodriguez deals. That's outside 1-0. So now just trying to keep it a tie game here in the top of the ninth inning. The offering, fouled back. One ball and one strike. So they say official scorer ruling is pending still on that fly ball to center field for Church. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way to Yeager. Check swing, just a hair outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Nevertheless, it's a tie game at 6-6. Infield remains in. And Rodriguez, the 2-1. There's a swing and a line drive looped into shallow left field. It drops in for a base hit. Church into score, and it's now 7-6 Springfield. A four-run top of the ninth inning for the Cardinals, and they have the lead. Oh, brother. Another soft fly ball that just lands in for a base hit. Church into score. R.J. Yeager with his first hit of the day. And the Cardinals have regained the lead here in the top of the ninth. Still just one out. Here's Noah Mendlinger, and the first pitch is bunted foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders yesterday had their second loss on the season when leading after seven innings. And today, they have a chance to do it in back-to-back games. They have not lost a single game this year when leading after eight innings. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. There's a foul out of plate on the left side. He's ahead 0-2 on Mendlinger. They were 53-0 this season when leading after eight innings. Riders infield to pull for the left-handed batting Mendlinger. And time called. This game is just completely unraveled on the Riders, and it's been a death by a thousand paper cuts for Andy Rodriguez with soft singles everywhere. Right-hander readies in the 0-2. Runner takes off. There's a pop-up foul out of play down the left side. It's still 0-2. Yeager on the move trying to stay out of the double play. The Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning. We'll have 9-1-2 to up. Tucker Mitchell, Caber Rodriguez, and Alejandro Osuna. 0-2 on Mendlinger, the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow center field, Acosta going back. He calls off Osuna and makes the catch. Two down, and Jacob Buschberger bats now. Andy Rodriguez has had to throw a ton of pitches. Some quick at-bats early on in this inning, limiting that pitch count, though. The offering. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field, hanging up for Osuna. He drifts into the right alley and makes the catch. And the inning is over, but the damage is big time done. Four runs across, and the Rough Riders now trail 7-6. At the bottom of the ninth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd
for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Springfield scores four runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they lead it 7-6 into the bottom of the ninth, where the Rough Riders face Matt Sponson back out for another save opportunity. He completed his 20th save of the season last night. And it's Tucker Mitchell, Caber Rodriguez, and Alejandro Osuna, 9-1-2 due up in this bottom of the ninth inning now for the Riders. Sponson 20-for-20 in save opportunities this year. First pitch, there's a fly ball lifted into left field. Rotundo back a couple steps, and under it in straightaway left field, he makes the catch, one away. Caber Rodriguez takes his turn. Sponson, a 2.61 ERA on the season. He threw last night for Springfield. He only threw nine pitches, though, in a 1-2-3 ninth to earn that 20th save. A 6-3 win for the Cardinals, and it looked like the Riders were, well, on their way to a 6-3 victory. First pitch, flutters at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. But four runs in the top of the ninth inning for Springfield. The pitch, that's low and away, and it's 1-1-1. And here's to hoping the Riders aren't going to roll over here in the ninth inning. They're going to put up a bit of a fight, as they've been known to do over the course of the season. They've been great at that. 1-1. That's a line foul down the right field line. And it's 1-2 now on Rodriguez. Sponson, not as much of a strikeout pitcher. In 51 2/3 innings, 47 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 263 against him. 1-2, up high. 2-2. If Rodriguez can find his way aboard, you have the horses. Alejandro Osuna, Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher due up after him. Try and get some offense going here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing by a run, 7-6. 2-2. Sponson has his sign. He stretches. And the 2-2. Swinging a soft tapper past the mound. Tough play. The third baseman cuts it off. Buschberger throws in time. Strong play by Buschberger, cutting in front of Rivas, the shortstop. Two down. Just getting Rodriguez. So here's Alejandro Osuna now. Final hope for the Riders. Osuna 2-for-4 tonight. Riders down 7-6. And the pitch. Way high to the backstop. 1-0. Now the Riders have been incredible at home this season. It's almost unfathomable that they would lose back-to-back games here, as the pitch is outside and it's 2-0. Especially the way they've been playing at home. Yeah, there's a chance that does come to fruition here. As the offering comes in from the right-hander, that's over the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Well, the last time that the Rough Riders lost back-to-back games at home this season, you have to go all the way back to May 23rd and 24th against Midland, as there's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 now on Osuna, and the Riders are down to their final strike on this Wednesday night. It's been 3 months since the Riders have lost back-to-back here at home. 2-2. Swinging a foul in and out of Crooks' glove, and it's still 2-2. They had the best home record in all minor league baseball coming in to last night's game. 35-15. And The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. And the Cardinals come from behind tonight. Four runs in the top of the ninth inning. They win it by a final score of 7-6 over Frisco. Luke Maley has your coverage next for postgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show. A tough one to swallow for the Rough Riders tonight. They took a lead in the sixth with five runs. They added a run of insurance in the bottom of the eighth, leading 6-3 to the top of the ninth, but unable to get away with a win. A four-run top of the ninth inning pushes the Springfield Cardinals over the Frisco Rough Riders. 7-6 the final score. Seven runs on 16 hits for the Cardinals. No errors, and they stranded six on base. The Rough Riders as well, leaving six on the base paths, manufactured six runs on seven hits and had one error in the contest. And there's an argument to be made that that's the difference in the game. It was death by a million paper cuts for the Rough Riders in that top of the ninth inning. Just soft contact after soft contact. And that's been the story of the series. 15 hits last night for Springfield. Not a single one hit over 95 miles an hour, deeming a hard hit ball. A bit of a different story tonight for the Cardinals. They did pick up some hard hit baseballs, but the Rough Riders unable to get out with a win. And a large part of that was soft contact finding its way to the outfield grass. They did it in the ninth with three consecutive hits against Andy Rodriguez to load the bases. Then a sacrifice fly that went E8 following allowed a couple of runs to score. Then an RBI base hit and a sacrifice fly were the difference. Jimmy Crooks with that sack fly to tie things. And then R.J. Yeager put the dagger in the Rough Riders with a base hit. And brought home Nathan Church to score the eventual winning run. Zane Mills takes the win. He is 2-0. Andy Rodriguez, the loss. He is 2-2. And Matt Svensson continues his dominance as the closer for the Cardinals. He's up to 21 saves on the year. The Rough Riders drop game two of the series and fall behind 2-0 to the Springfield Cardinals. You look on the offensive side, Rough Riders seven hits. The multi-hit games coming from Alejandro Osuna, who went 2-for-5 with a run scored, and Josh Hatcher went 2-for-4 with a pair of runs scored and an RBI attached as well. Max Acosta, Aaron Zavala, Josh Hatcher, and Cody Freeman drove in runs for the Rough Riders, but they end up coming up just a bit short. They came from behind early, trailing 3-0, took a lead, but that four-run knife, too much, as the Cardinals improved to 2-0 over the Rough Riders this year. Game three coming up tomorrow. It's a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll talk about it on the other side here on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature and a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Frisco, 7-6, the final score, as a come-from-behind victory in the ninth inning for the Cardinals pushes them past the Rough Riders. They lead the series 2-0, winning 6-3 last night and 7-6 in dramatic fashion this evening. The Rough Riders falling to 23-18 in this second half. The Cardinals now 25-16. The Rough Riders do hold the overall record advantage on them at 67-43, but the Cardinals approaching at 62-48. Game 3 of the series tomorrow. The Rough Riders looking to get back in the win column. They've dropped 3 consecutive in the first 2 of this series. And we've had a pair of tremendous pitching matchups here to this point. The starters have taken care of business. Last night it was Brandon Komar, who was really strong for the Cardinals, and Ben Anderson, who was the second Rough Rider to make it through 7 innings this year and allow just 2 earned runs. Tonight it was Kink Hentz, 4 innings of work, those scoreless innings with just 1 hit and 6 strikeouts. Dane Acker set a new career high with 6 1/3 innings of work, allowing 12 hits, 3 earned runs, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. But the Rough Riders dropped this one 7-6. It's another exciting pitching matchup tomorrow. It's Max Radjic who goes for the Cardinals. He is 9-9 with a 4.61 ERA. And he goes against the Rangers' number 2 prospect, Kamar Rocker, who has been unbelievable through the first couple of starts in his Double-A career. He's yet to allow an earned run. 0-0 with an even 0 ERA, and he has been lighting up the box scores with strikeouts. Just a highlight machine for the Rough Riders, and it's Kamar Rocker, the right-hander, against Max Radjic, who gets the ball for the Cardinals. A pair of right-handers going tomorrow. We've seen tremendous starting pitching in this series. Expect it to continue again tomorrow with Rocker and Radjic. So we look ahead to the rest of the week. A lot of fun stuff going on here at Riders Field. Tomorrow, the weekend begins a bit early with Thirsty Thursday and Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball in the Seating Bowl here at Riders Field. And then if you're 21 and up and interested in the Lazy River, tickets start at $25 and include access to the Lazy River and $2 drinks through 8 p.m. A lot of fun to be had tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's another 7.05 first pitch on Friday for Friday Night Lights, presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. You can come on down to Riders Field as we kick off football season in North Texas with all sorts of football themes, games, and Dave Campbell's Texas Football Tonight personalities. Greg Tepper and Aaron Hartigan will be on hand as well. Stick around post-game because there's fireworks. Presented by Globe Life and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. The Rough Riders will take the field as the Quesos de Frisco, presented by Baylor, Scott, and White Health, as well as Cacique Foods. All sorts of Latin cuisines from local vendors, and make sure to arrive early for some pregame performances. And then stick around postgame. It's a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases post-game, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then on Sunday, round out this six-game set and the first of back-to-back six-game series here at Riders Field for the Rough Riders. It's a 12-game homestand, So the fun doesn't stop on Sunday, but cap off your weekend with a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond, where the Rough Riders will be clad in a Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond uniform and grab a photo with Spider-Man as well as other superheroes throughout the game. It's also a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. Want to make sure to arrive early as there's pregame catch in the outfield beginning when the gates open at 5 o'clock and running through 5:30, that being weather permitting, as well as themes for the young ones with inflatables and all sorts of cool stuff going on throughout the concourse. And then cap it off post-game with Sunday Summer Fireworks, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Two games in, it's a 2-0 advantage in the series for the Springfield Cardinals. They win it tonight, 7-6, the final score over the Rough Riders. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. We hope to catch you tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch as Kamar Rocker makes the start for the Rough Riders.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!